Hi, it's Haley from the newest Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Oak Creek. Come see me today. Haircuts are just $20. Lady Jane's, Oak Creek on Howell Ave, just south of Puth Road. Walk in anytime, 7 days a week, even Sundays. Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
Rodgers' alleged new girlfriend, Blue.
What a wild day. Like,
I mean, that came out of the blue.
Yeah.
No.
Awful.
Horrible. Boo. I wasn't even trying. Boo this man. I wasn't trying
Boo.
To.
Boo. Yeah, no, that was a fun, unexpected twist to this day. I was not expecting to talk about witches and Wiccans and who else knows.
To tie a bow on it, I think Josh said it best. She is Shailene Woodley times 10. And yes. The way I put it is, if this Blue is not the one, he ain't going to find anyone on this earth that is as conscious as she and he will be together.
Well, the good news is, if he can't find someone else on this earth, there's a lot of other planes of being. He'll find someone, something, somewhere. So
in some conscious state.
And, you know, at some point he might retire, so he'll have lots of time to do it.
Would you put it past Aaron Rodgers to enter in a relationship with something not of earth?
Jeez, no. Mm. I wouldn't put it past him. Okay. That's an attack. That's assault, Josh.
I'm just asking questions.
Speaking of real love, there is real love in the air. Our good friend, Gabe Neitzel, yep. Host of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, morning 7 to 9 here on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, is getting married this Saturday. And so a few weeks back, Greg Scalzo, myself, and Josh DiMaggio, Eric Naiman for Greg Scalzo, FYI, for those with us today. Greg, Josh, and I were not invited to a charity event in which the entire office was invited to, but we did not get the invite. We got memories like an elephant, not like goldfish here. We hold that forever.
So, famously go back to things we said we were going to do, yep. Famously.
Were you not invited because it was during the show?
That was a baloney excuse because I actually was somebody's plus one, and I made it.
Yeah, he went to the show. He went to the event.
I didn't want to go
right. For
the show, right. But also I had to go.
Sure.
You know? Yeah, thank you for understanding. They didn't at the time because they were upset.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I wasn't invited, and I'm still kind of mad about it. That same day, Gabe Neitzel dropped me a invite to his wedding, which again, it's a little bit this is a little bit close to the date. I can tell I'm maybe a later invite.
Do you think it was a pity invite because you heard that?
Not going to go there, Josh. Not going to go there.
I honestly thought that's exactly what happened. Like, if like from
a pity invite?
No, from what I saw on social media. I saw you guys were complaining about not getting invited to something, and then all
and
of a
he was
sudden,
like, I'll save the day, because he's such a nice guy.
Yeah, like, Gabe's like, I'll be the, fine, I'll invite him to this thing.
And if you could have saw my face when he actually handed me the invite, I was like a kid who just got handed a $5 bill the first time for doing chores.
Yeah.
And so I have an invite.
But it was a pity invite.
Sure. If you guys want to go with that, I got a pity invite to Gabe's party on Saturday. You guys have real invites, too.
Okay, great.
I don't have a plus one. I don't know if Gabe Neitzel knows, but I have been dating somebody.
Okay. Whoa, breaking news.
Breaking news. Don't have an alias name for that person.
Could just be your girlfriend.
Nah, I think I want an alias. Ex-girlfriend Susie.
Mauve?
The alias will come natural, Josh. We'll let that come natural.
Green of Earth.
We should call her Green of Earth.
Let's not.
Come on.
No.
You guys have a dueling relationship. See who makes it longer.
Ooh. Aaron, who makes it longer?
That's not bad.
That's actually a good poll. Who makes it longer? Aaron Rodgers in his next relationship or Ben Bruss in his next relationship? So, no, that's not a good poll. That's not a good poll. Don't put that on the poll.
I know. I was saving you from yourself. I wasn't going to.
Don't put that on the poll, please. I called Gabe on Sunday.
Sure.
Because, you know, Gabe is a very, very nice guy. Yes. And here was my approach. I called him with the intention of saying, like, hey, I don't know if you've known this. I've been dating somebody. You know this person, which I thought made it a little bit better to ask.
Sure.
If you don't have any spots, don't have a plate, no is like 110% the acceptable answer. I call him. Let me explain a little bit more. I call him, and he just got off the golf course on Sunday. And I felt bad calling him on a Sunday as is, but that was when I had the best opportunity to catch Gabe. He lost in his club championship after shooting a 74, lost in the third playoff hole, and somehow he's still like chirpy and happy. And I had bad reception, so we were kind of talking over each other.
Wait, did you started up by buttering him up?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Dude, I was like 74, like you can hold your head high knowing that they lost in three playoff hole.
Jeez.
So he said, I think there's some no's that are coming in for the wedding. I think there'll be room. And then I figured I would follow up with a text message because he said he'd get to me at the end of the night. That was Sunday night. Right. I didn't follow up Sunday night. I followed up Tuesday. It's now Wednesday. The wedding's Saturday.
Yeah.
I don't think I can do anything.
Have you double followed up or just?
I can't double follow up. I think it's a no, right? But Gabe
like
also knows that he can tell me no.
I don't think he can. Or because he knows already pity invited you.
He knows how hurt I was about not getting invited to a charity invite.
The double pity invite?
not only did he get a pity invite, he now wants to make it better.
Invite.
Like, okay, it was really nice.
Is this your wedding, Ben? Like, what's going on here?
Oh, gosh.
You've really done it. Like, honestly, like, do you want to sit at the main table? Like, do you want to give a speech? Like,
give a hell of a speech, Eric. I sure would. You know, I was going through a rough time. I was sitting here on Scalzo and Brust on a random Wednesday, and I wasn't invited to a party, but I'm here.
Do you think,
for Gabe?
Do you think you've now made it weird between you and Gabe? Because
absolutely,
we know Gabe, he doesn't want to say no to anyone. And I'm sure a lot of these decisions are a negotiation between the people in his life. He can't just go willy-nilly being like, yeah, Ben Bruss, bring John Bruss, Johnny Bruss for all we care. Like, I can't. Did you feel, be honest here.
I am being 100%.
Did you feel like you were overstepping the line by asking Gabe for a plus one?
Based off of the details in which I had sort of heard from you guys about like Gabe's wedding. It's not
sure.
It's not like a traditional wedding. Is that fair to say?
Well, I mean they're getting married.
Yeah, they're getting married.
They are getting married.
They are.
So that is traditional.
Okay, but you get what I'm
saying. There's no conscious coupling going on. This is like a real marriage.
I know, but it's not like, I figured if I'm getting a 2 week before a wedding invite, a plus one's okay. Is
wait,
that fair? Is
wait,
that fair?
Now you're lashing out?
It's not Gabe's fault.
Now it's been turned on Gabe. It's Gabe's fault.
I mean,
that he made Benny feel this way.
I mean, people are looking for RSVPs for wedding like 6 to 7 months before. I got one dropped on my lap 2 weeks before the wedding.
I mean, I'll tell you. So I got my invite 2 weeks earlier. Only 2 weeks earlier. Like, that was it.
All right. That makes me feel a little better.
So
I'm
like,
sweating now, because now you guys have made me feel like I've ruined my relationship with Gabe.
I mean, let's just talk to Gabe about it.
Gabe's online.
Gabe, how's it going?
Gabe, hi.
Gentlemen.
How are you? I'm not going to butter you up this time. How is your day going? Karma for me calling you after you lost the championship. I got rained out of the pro-am, so we're even.
I enjoy that he keeps bringing up the loss. Like, stop.
Uh-huh.
Stop playing that hit. It's not the good one.
I'm just trying to get over it. I'm trying to get out the door on Sunday because I was at the Lombardi doing some charitable efforts all day on Saturday.
Oh, God.
And I missed my niece's birthday party. So Sunday, I'm trying to get out the door because to make it up to my niece, a three-year-old, I tweeted about her, put pictures on her. She's somehow 3 years old, the biggest Brewers fan of the world. So I got the Brewers game on Sunday. I'm trying to deal with Ben calling me. And it'll finally get out the door, so I tell Ben whenever, you know, I got to tell Ben so I can get off the phone.
Right.
So let's just kind of examine this situation here a little bit, Ben, first.
Okay.
Like, first of all, are we sure that you're not going to blow this thing by Saturday? Like, I mean, if you blow it by Saturday, it's just not coming anyway. Like, I mean, really, let's be honest here, bud.
So can you keep a relationship together for 3 days?
110%. You have the Ben Bruss guarantee.
Okay.
What else can I give? I know it doesn't mean much, but it's all I have, Gabe.
Question number two. You seemed a little uncomfortable when they were talking about an alias for this lovely girl that you are now dating. Would you qualify her as a girlfriend?
Yes, she is my girlfriend, and she has said she does not want to be named, like, her actual name on the air.
Sure.
So the Scalzo Russ family are coming with a lot of nicknames for my new girlfriend. I don't like Susie 2 or Sequel Susie. I think that is, I think that's kind of rude to my new girlfriend. Thank you, Josh from Heartland.
Susie's queen.
If you're not going to go with Sequel Susie, what the guys came up with, Green of the Earth, I don't know what we're doing. Like, the search is over.
I don't hate Green of the Earth, Gabe. It's just a little long.
I mean, find out her favorite color. And then maybe that she's being included in it, the nickname-making process, she feels a little bit more ownership.
You know, maybe, Gabe, if there's a plus one available, we can all come up with the name together because we're all going to be in the same place, huh? Huh?
I don't feel good about this 110% guarantee anymore.
Like, so how, I mean, again, like, you just ran through. You're not 100% certain you didn't get a pity invite, right? So now you're doubling down and you're asking for
Gabe,
a plus one?
Gabe, you're the guy who gave me the invite. Can you just confirm or deny the pity?
It was not out of pity. I can't confirm that. As much as I want to, like, continue to rub it in, no, it was not out of pity.
And Gabe, you know me of not having shame. I'm sweating my cojones off in here. This is uncomfortable. I don't get uncomfortable. I'm sorry.
Well,
I don't know what I did, but I'm sorry.
Here's the other thing. So I am trying to have as stress-free of a wedding as possible. And what you decide to do is a week before the wedding, call up and ask for a plus one?
I'm sorry.
It's 6 days you gave him.
Can she come?
With all of that being said, we're having the most casual wedding possible. We have plenty of food. There's the seat available. There's no assigned seating. So you're just going to come hang out, drink some beer, drink some wine, have some food. Of course she's welcome. We love Green of the Earth, and we'd love to have her at our wedding.
Yeah!
Greatest country in the world.
I just scored 2 pity invites to a wedding, baby.
Like, is this technically like a wedding crash?
Like,
oh, Gabe, thanks so much.
I have one question for
Gabe. Please get over the golf lawsuit.
I have one question for Gabe here. When Ben called you and started asking about your day and what were you up to, how quickly did you determine what he was asking you before he actually made the ask? Because Ben's done this to me in different places.
Idea.
Oh, really? This was a shock?
I mean, no. Like,
you
to be honest, it was early enough where he had to have been somewhat hot off the golf course. Like, like he wasn't thinking or caring about what I was going to ask. He was merely on the phone because he's a nice guy. Fair?
Yeah, I mean, so we teed off. I teed off at like 6:30. Yeah, Ben called at like 10:45. Like, Ben called relatively early in the morning for a Sunday. And
that's an afternoon call.
Yeah, I had no idea. Like, I see Ben call. I'm like, first of all, who's calling me? Second of all, who's calling me on a Sunday? I was very confused. I never put it together until he had mentioned it. And, like, he's like, well, I don't know if you know this. Like, well, Dean, I don't know if you know this, but everyone kind of figured it out before we started talking.
Oh, gosh. This is going to be an awkward wedding. For me. just for me.
So why did you decide on the Sunday call?
Eric, I don't know.
Because, like, now the more I'm thinking about it, like...
It was a psychotic move.
Sunday morning?
You know, Sunday mornings, everyone's in a good mood. Sunday nights, you got the scaries. Afternoons, everyone's running errands.
Is everyone in a good mood on a Sunday morning?
I don't want to see anyone I work with, hear from anyone I work with on the weekend. Like, what? This feels like a...
I mean, this wasn't a work call. This was a pal's call, because I wasn't a pity invite. Meitzel, you're the best. Thank you for joining the program.
Green of Earth, thanks you too.
You're going to get a hell of a wedding gift, my friend.
Oh, that's what I like to hear.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you for the call.
That's the thing that I do bring with the invite now. Even though it's pity,
cool.
I'm going to, because I'm famously known for Venmoing Jesse Nelson $50 for his wedding that I didn't go to.
Strong.
I agree. I'm still proud of that move.
You're not going to give me the invite. I'm going to show you what you're missing out on.
No. He invited me.
Oh. Not a strong move.
But I still feel good because it was Jesse.
Yeah, that's fair.
Anyone else in the world, I'd probably feel bad. Gabe Neitzel, you're getting a hell of a wedding gift. If you're on the line, stay there. I got to wash my face in a cold towel because I'm sweating about that awkward encounter with Gabe Neitzel. 800-990-3776. I take a deep breath and come back. Man, I'm really out of breath. Let's just go to break, Josh.